This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Down in the weeds of our most recent update on inflation, the Consumer Price Index report from last week, should you have chosen to dig in, you'd have seen that recorded music and music subscription prices were down 1.9% year over year. And that brings me to this next segment about Pitchfork, the online music magazine, which the New York Times has said has the power to propel a below-the-radar artist into the mainstream. That's a quote. Or here's another one. Or sink a well-known performer's latest effort. Pooja Patel is the editor-in-chief of Pitchfork. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to pick up on something you wrote. I think it was for the 25th anniversary edition or posting or what have you, about the role of a music critic. And I want you to frame it in terms of, you know, how we listen to music today, how music has maybe changed in the past 25 years. What's your job, in essence?
Oh, God. What do I do every day?
that's a fair question. If somebody asked me, I probably couldn't answer. So, you know, I'll give you some time to think it over.
I would say that the role of the music critic is, on its surface, to tell people what is good and interesting and what is bad and unappealing and not worth your time. And in many ways, and I wrote in that letter, I feel that music critics and art critics in general are historians as much as they are people kind of shallowly designating what is good or bad.
What do you make of the music business today with streaming and now the pandemic and artists having to deal with new ways to perform and all of that stuff? It's a tad perilous.
It's really going through a moment right now, as we have seen the labor movement really have such growth in the last 2 years. We're seeing that now affect art, which is really important, I think, and meaningful. And it kind of feels like all of the artists who were out of work, a lot of the crews who depend on those artists to tour, are now trying to see how they can find their own revenue streams and how they can have more control and ownership over their art than what was kind of perceived to be the, this is just how you do things label method that has now become the, this is just how you do it streaming method, which has a very, very small payout for artists in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's kind of amazing that you can make a living as a musician slash songwriter or artist, given the economics of how the industry works today, truly.
And so many artists rely on touring and now syncs and branding deals. And I think that as that kind of part of the business becomes more and more corporatized, this is why journalism matters even more. And this is why the role of the critic matters even more, because not everything can be a branding deal, you know?
Right. Well, not only can it not be a branding deal, you have to have the music behind it. You have to have this is a valid and worthwhile product that people are going to want to hear or partake of before you can do the branding deal.
Totally. Well, I don't know.
I don't know
if that's always the case anymore.
Well, I mean, Billie Eilish isn't going to get many branding deals if people don't like her music, right?
I'll say with that one, you're right. Yeah. I will say that I think that the kind of surge of TikTok has also changed how the music biz operates. Now virality is as important as whether, you know, a song has a hook.
Yeah, so that's so interesting. So we've done a couple of stories on the whole TikTok and music and virality thing, and I wonder what you think of that, because in a way, the virality takes away from the influence perhaps that a music critic might have.
Oh, absolutely. And just the fact that artists more and more have control over their own narratives, and they don't need the, you know, traditional music magazine profile in the way that they might have once needed it.
Which, you know, you want the artist to have that power and that, you know, self-determination. But I wonder what that means for you and Pitchfork in the next 25 years.
I mean, that's something that I'm thinking about all the time. I do think that people are still very, very curious listeners and still really, really care about community and authenticity and like the humanity of the music that they listen to. And so that's something that Pitchfork does really well, is discovery.
So when you go on vacation, do you just not listen to music at all just so you can get away from it?
Oh, I listen to music all day. Yeah, I don't know how to live in silence.
Pooja Patel, she's the editor-in-chief at Pitchfork. Pooja, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.